Welcome to this podcast, a history of our world in 24 objects, which has been created by Team Holzer of the Spring 2011 Visual Thinking class. Today's object is Charlie Sheen's credit card. The card, American Express Centurion card, held by only the elite. However, there are some rare instances where lunatics get a hold of it. The name, Carlos Erwin Estevez, better known as Charlie Sheen. The bold, silver letters are amongst the solid black metal of the card, heavy in weight as it holds over $2 million, Sheen's 2.5 min episode salary. Scratches on the magnetic strip indicate the countless transactions made from partying with porn stars, cocaine residue on the edges, and stuck in between the lettering from the binges in Vegas. Dust clings to the bolded numbers as the card sits in grungy Best Western Motel off the Sunset Strip, right next to the unemployed owners for days in the dark. The card picks up a smell from the endless pack of cigarette residue building up on the black metal. The amount of money in the account fluctuating through the multiple divorces, the charges made to rehab facilities throughout the year, and the lawyer fees in attempting to win custody battles over Sheen's 2 children. The numbers raised, seemingly counting down the days to the end of a career. Charlie Sheen's Amex card was found to have charges made in Mumbai, India, in local bars and strip clubs. Shiva R., local stripper, claimed that Mrs. Sheen had told her that
if you ever come back to my hotel, you will be a winner like me.
But she knew of his drug lifestyle and did not follow him. Mr. Sheen left his credit card in a drunken stupor in the stripper's possession for a night.
He came back to the club the next day, still blown out of his mind, and said, "I have left a very important piece of information here." And I gave him the card, but then he asked me if I was a whore who took credit cards, and I laughed after that.
Mr. Sheen has gained quite the reputation in recent months, and evidently made quite the impression on many people. It seems that he has tried to make his money take him to a place beyond where normal people would want to go. Despite the normal feeling that Mr. Sheen is going into unknown territory, the American culture is highlighted in his actions. The unbounded mentality of becoming famous or obtaining an obscure amount of money has driven the American lifestyle into a series of stepping stones that lead to means. Despite the normal feeling that Mr. Sheen is going into unknown territory, the American culture is highlighted in his actions. The unbounded mentality of becoming famous or obtaining an obscure amount of money has driven the American lifestyle to a series of stepping stones that leads to a means. No longer is the journey of finding peace of mind or happiness in life the main concern of the typical American, as it is in the Hindu or Buddhist cultures. Instead, the focus is placed on material means such as a credit card, an object that in all tangible means is useless, worthless, a thin slice of plastic that its only practical use, as Charlie Sheen has mind-blowingly discovered, is chopping up lines of cocaine. American culture, for all of its diversity, has subjected itself to the constraints of money and the intangible. This shift into the unrealistic has promoted the creativity of multiple uses for a single object or action. A single swipe of a credit card can purchase a laundry list of moments and memories, as Charlie Sheen has amply shown the American public. Next week, our object will be Lady Gaga's iPhone.